Michael Spence, and I have the great honor of proposing a toast to Steve this evening and congratulating him and thanking him on behalf of the university. There's a lot of talk in universities at the moment about research impact and how you measure research impact. And there are all sorts of harebrained schemes all over the world for how you might do that. Everybody agrees it's important, but nobody knows how you can quite measure it. So I thought today, as I was thinking about Steve, well, here is somebody whose research, whose work has had impact across almost every field that you might imagine, in politics, in public life, in health systems, in health education, in the treatment of chronic diseases, in the developing world, in the industrialized world. Here is a man who has worked in Papua New Guinea, in Canada, had academic positions in the United States. Here is somebody whose work has had impact. So I thought we should devise some sort of test for impact and make sure that we can, that if it passes the Steve Leader test, that is, it comes up with the right result on him, it will be relatively verifiable. So I figured, I knew that there was a blockbuster actor called Steven Leader who has been in hits, for example, such as Wolverine. And I thought one way we could do it is to type into Google Images the name Steven Leader and see who gets the most pictures. Well, of the top 20 Google images for the words Steven Leader, 4 are for the actor, 1 is for one of Steve's PhD students, and 15 are for our very own Professor Steven Leader, which I think shows that Google does know what it's talking about, because this is a man whose work, by any measure, has had extraordinary impact. But it's not only that impact that has mattered in Steve's career. It's not only that kind of impact that people are so keen to measure. He's had extraordinary impact in the lives of individuals, of people who work in the health system, of people who use the health system, of colleagues at the university. I know, speaking personally, that the last year has been tough for my family, and Steve has been particularly kind in checking up on how we're going, in checking in, making sure that we're all right. And that's the kind of care that over a long career at the university he's shown to so many of us, and so many of us can testify to. But it's not even really that impact that I want to talk about. It's the impact that you celebrated today. Because emeritus professor, that's what one of my kids this morning at breakfast called the Lifetime Achievement Award. But for Steve, the impact is that he is a man of vision who is still working and has a vision for the future of the health system. It is a tremendous privilege for him, for the university and for all of us involved to work with the Western Health District in the development of the Westmead campus. And it's a privilege because it involves talking, yes, to people like Danny, but also to Steve, about what healthcare might look like in 20, 50, and 100 years' time, how you might plan new models of care that really serve the people of New South Wales and beyond. He's a man of impact because his research work has been extraordinary. His impact in teaching has been remarkable. He's a man of impact because of the way that he's touched the lives of so many. But he's a man of impact because he has vision for what the future might look like. And the fact that you're here, and the fact that you've been talking about those very things today, is, I think, testament to how much you all know that and how inspiring that vision in Steve really is. So, Emeritus Professor Steven Leader, thank you on behalf of the University of Sydney for an extraordinary contribution to this institution that you have made and that you will go on making. And I'd like to ask you to raise a glass with me to propose a toast to Professor Leader.
Thank you for those very kind words, Michael. there was a time when somebody asked me for a definition of an emeritus professor, and I said, oh, he's a professor with atrial fibrillation and hearing aids. Well, I've got hearing aids, and I've had three episodes of atrial fibrillation in my life, so I think I'm qualified now, Michael. But more recently, I've defined an emeritus professor as a professor who's not paid. But my association with the University of Sydney goes back to 1959. And today, as I said in the interview a little while ago, is a life event for me because it represents the end of an era. And I'm not kidding about that. I mean, I take it in its full force. And it has to be accommodated and managed. But the experience has been a really, really, really rich element of my professional life. And I've enjoyed working with you, Michael, I really have. And on Monday evening last, Danny O'Connor and I met with Michael and Stephen Simpson, who's a man of tremendous vision and energy and leadership, who's been responsible with Michael's close assistance in the development of the Perkins Centre, which is everything I could ever have hoped for in that centre that's addressing obesity, diabetes and heart disease. It's bringing the university together in a way that I've never seen before. It recognises the multidisciplinarity of what's needed if we're really going to tackle the obesity, diabetes, heart disease conundrum. The basic scientists, the clinicians, the behavioural scientists, the policy people, the social ethics people, the engineers, the information technology people are brilliant and dazzling. And the reason for the meeting is that we're committed in Western Sydney to working with the university to do something that builds on that investment, intellectual investment. We want to be as good as that, if not better. So that's our vision for the future, and that's what I'll be bending my energies to, along with the other things that take my time, like the Medical Journal of Australia, which is a very different field, but nevertheless an important one in my judgment. But the leadership that you've shown in that development and in bringing the university back into a position of responsible financial management and polity and equity, I respect deeply. And I just echo again that I've enjoyed our working together, and I look forward to continuing that, but in a somewhat different association. Thank you so much for your remarks, Michael, and all the best for the university.
Appreciate it.
Join me in a toast to the University of Sydney. There you are.
University of Sydney. Thank you. Thanks. Good. Enjoy the rest.